Mein today's moment see that nun khas mer two lines from the bottom nun zaina min ways quoting the Mishnah shemer chinam in a nishma. So the Mishnah started discussing a few things where certain halachas is not going to apply to them. The Mishnah started discussing specifically oino, that ilu dvarim she'enam oino, the following things oino, at least to a certain extent, as we saw, does not apply to them. We discussed about avadim, shtaris, karkois, hekadeshois, and then once the Mishnah said that, it went on to explain other things that are not going to be nageh by these things, specifically that kefel is not going to apply by these things. Dalid vehei is not going to apply. Shemer chinam in a nishma. That's what we're quoting right now. That if someone was a Hashem Rechinim on these things, he's not going to be chayev to make a shvua. So normally, Hashem Rechinim is going to be potter and avavida. As we know, he's chayev in pshia. But if he wasn't pashea, then the Hashem Rechinim is going to be potter. However, he has to make a shvua that he wasn't pashea. He has to make a shvua, and then he's going to be niftar. He's going to be potter. So what if a Hashem Rechinim, so that shvua that he's going to be chayev to make, if a Hashem Rechinim was a shomer on these things, he's actually not going to be chayev to make that shvua. And right now, we're going to discuss that specifically in the context of hektish. If a Hashem Rechinim was a shomer on hektish, he's not going to be chayev to make a shvua. Says Gemara in Raminu, is that true? I'll ask you a stira from a Mishnah in Shkolim. B'nei Yir Shishalcha Shishklein V'nignivu Oisha Avdu. The B'nei Yir, the people of the city that they sent their Shkolim. What does this mean? Machatzis HaShekel, that they're chayav to give. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has to give Machatzis HaShekel towards the Karbanas Tzibur. So what happens is, by the way, that they send their Machatzis HaShekel, it goes into a lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, and it funds, that money collectively funds all the Karbanos Tzibur, and that's how all of Klal Yisrael is mishtatif in the Karbanos Tzibur. Now, the way it would work is that it would go into this lishka, it would go into this certain place, all the Machatzis HaShekel, then the Kohen would do the Trumas HaShekelim, and he would take whatever Shekelim were needed for the Karbanos, and use it collectively from everyone who gave. So the Mishnah says over there, the Bnei Yir Sheshalchu Eshiklein, the Bnei Yir, the people of the city, they sent their Machatzis HaShekel with a Shliach. And we're assuming, by the way, that this Shliach was a Shem Rechinim on it. And if he's a Shem Rechinim, we could see what we're about to ask. V'nignu Moshe Avdu. And then what happened was that the Shkolim got stolen from the Shem Rechinim, that was the Shliach, Oish Avdu, or got lost. Im Misha Nitrma Truma. The halacha is like this. Were they Yaitzi? The Bnei Yir, were they Yaitzi? Or what exactly happens? So if the Kayin already did the Trumas HaShekelim in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning before they found out that it was lost or stolen, he already did it. The Kayin already separated in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it worked. The Bnei Yir are not going to be chayv to give another Machatzis HaShekel. And Nishbayin L'Gizbarin. The Shliach, the Shem Rechinim, is going to have to make a Shvua to the Gizbar. Why? Because Hektish is the one losing out. Since the Bnei Yir were already Yotze with this, if the Kayin already did it, because as we're going to see soon, as long as they didn't know that it was lost or stolen before the Kohen separated it, then they were Yotze. Even though the Kohen actually never got it, and even though it never made it to the Beis HaMikdash, they thought that it did, the Kohen already did it, and they were Yotze with that, they don't have to give it again, as we're going to see. And therefore, who's losing out over here, based off the fact that it was lost or stolen? Hektish is losing out, and therefore, Nishban Gizbarin. The Shem Rechinim, the Shliach, is going to have to make a Shvua to the Gizbar, that he wasn't Poshea, and then they're going to be Potter. Vim Lav, and if not, meaning if they found that it was lost or stolen before the Kohen separated it, then Nishban the Menei Yir. Then the Menei Yir were not Yotze, because they found out before the Kohen separated it, and therefore, who's going to have to pay again? The Bnei Yir, the people of the city, are going to have to give another Machatzis HaShekel, so they're the ones losing out, and that's why the Shliach is going to have to make a Shvua to them. They make a Shvua to the Bnei Yir that they weren't Poshea, and the Bnei Yir are now going to be chayv to send other Machatzis HaShekel in its place. Continues the Mishnah. What if you find it? So after it gets lost, you found the Machatzis HaShekel or the Ganavim, the stealers, they came back and they gave it back. Either way, the Shkolim, the Azacha is that once you already separated new ones, they're both going to be considered Shkolim. The Ein Oilin Lohem, the Shana Abba. And you're going to think that I have two right now, so maybe I could use one of them for next year. No, it does not work like that. Once you separated two for this year, they're both going to be considered, they're going to both going to have the Kedusha of Shkolim, and it's not, you're not going to be able to use it for next year. But one thing we see from this Mishnah is that you had a Shem Rechinim, we're assuming he's a Shem Rechinim at least, that he's making a Shvua. He was a Shem Rechinim on Hektish, because Machatzis HaShekel is Hektish money, and he's making a Shvua. So what's going on over here? We just said in the Mishnah that the Shem Rechinim is not going to make a Shvua, meaning the Shvua that a normal Shem Rechinim is going to be chayv to pay, Shvua to Shemrim, is going to be chayv to make, that he wasn't Pashea. We just said in the Mishnah that if on Hektish you don't make that Shvua, Shem Rechinim does not make a Shvua. That's what we're quoting right now in the Gemara, that Shem Rechinim in Nishba, he does not make the Shvua when you're dealing with Hektish. Okay, so right now we're dealing with Hektish, and we're saying clearly that the Shem Rechinim is going to be chayv to make a Shvua. Answers the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel explains, Halcha Menaseh Sachar, you know, why are you assuming that the Shliach that was carrying the Machatzis HaShekel, bringing it to Yerushalayim, why are you assuming that he was a Shem Rechinim? We're talking about a Shem Sachar, and he was a Shem Sachar, and therefore, why is he making a Shvua? Meaning, a Shem Sachar is usually, as we saw in the Mishnah, by the way, Shem Sachar also in a Mishalim. On these things, on Hektish, he's not going to be chayv to pay. But why is he making a Shvua? He's making a Shvua to take his Schar, because if he's a Shem Sachar, bracha, that means he's getting paid for his job. So he's making a shvua that he wasn't pasheya, and he's making a shvua that he should still get paid, even though it got lost or stolen. He still wants his money. And again, he's not going to be chayv to pay. Although normally a shomer sachar is going to be chayv to pay. And in a case of gneiva v'aveda, we saw in the Mishnah, that's also an exclusion, that by hektish a shomer sachar is not going to be chayv to pay. And therefore, what's he making a shvua over here? He's making a shvua little sachar, and he's going to make a shvua to get paid because he did his job. And even though he's technically chayv in a different case, this is hektish, he's not going to be chayv to pay over here. And not only that, he can make a shvua to collect his wages because he's a shomer sachar. Says Gemara, Hiyachi, if so, Nishban like Gizbarin, Lebenei Yirmi Ba'alei. If so, why did we say in the Mishnah that he's going to swear to the Gizbarin that he wasn't Pasha? Why does he swear to Hektish? Kilu Hektish is losing. Lebenei Yirmi Ba'alei. He should be making a shvua to the Bnei Yir, to the people of the city, because what's he making a shvua? He's making a shvua to get paid by the Bnei Yir, not by Hektish. So why is he making a shvua to Hektish? Make a shvua to them. They're the ones that you're trying to make pay you. So Rabba says, Nishban Lebenei Yir, Bemaimed Gizbarin. He does, in a chanami. That's what it means. He makes a shvua to the Bnei Yir, but he does it in front of the Gizbarin, in front of the treasurers of Hektish. Why? Because we don't want the Gizbarim of Hektish to be choshed the Bnei Yir that they didn't properly be mafresh their shkalim. So if he makes a shvua in front of them, they see that they did, and they sent it with this guy, just something happened in between. Vietnami, another reason would be kihechdele likrulup poshim. We don't want people to be choshed these shluchim that were sent with it, as we don't want people to call them, you know, poshim, and they were neglectful with this, and that's why they're gonna make a shvua to clear their name. Says the Gemara, nignivoyesha avduktani. I don't understand what's going on over here. They're making a shvua, this shomer sachar that was the shliach as we just established, or multiple shomer sachar. The point is that they're making a shvua in order to get paid. But what was the case? Nignivu esha avdu ketani. It got lost, it got stolen or lost. And therefore, a shomer sachar began name of aveda chiyuvim mechayev. A shomer sachar normally, not over here, but normally, a shomer sachar by Geneva Vaveda is 100% going to be chayev. Vachanami, and over here, even though we're dealing with a hektish and nehidish lomi lemishami, I hear that they're not going to be chayev to pay over here because we're dealing with hektish, and we said that a shomer sachar doesn't pay by hektish. But normally, in a case of Geneva Vaveda, they would be paying. Punked over here, they're not paying. But agrayu mi alaseid. But at the end of the day, they should not get paid. Meaning, we're not making them pay, I hear, because that's a halacha in the Mishnah, that a shomer sachar is not going to be chayv to pay for Geneva Vaveda like you normally would. But to get paid, they're going to be able to demand payment for what they did. They weren't pasheya, and then they might not have been pasheya, but they did something, and they lost it in a way that they generally would be chayv. So Geneva Vaveda is something they're normally chayv for. Punked over here, they're potter, because it's talking about hektish. But ad kedekach, you're going to tell me that they could even demand wages? They shouldn't be able to get paid at all. You're going to let them make a shvua in order to get paid? They shouldn't be able to get paid. In a normal case, they would actually have to pay. And now over here, we're saying you're going to be potter because it's hektish, but they're also going to demand money. How does that make any sense? Agarayu milasin. None of the day, they should at least lose their wages, and you shouldn't pay them for their job. They didn't do a good job, says the Rambam. Rambam says, "Nignavu b'listim isuyin." And of the lost or stolen that we're talking about is not a normal case. It's talking about nignavu, when it says it got stolen, it's talking about listim isuyin, armed robbers. That's already considered an inus that generally even a shomer sachar is going to be potter in. And therefore, in a regular case, he'd be potter. So over here, he could also get paid because imamsh did nothing wrong. Avdu, what does it mean that it got lost? Also, it's not a regular case of loss where there might have been a certain level of pshia, but rather, the boat capsized, it was mamish and inus, and that's why they could actually demand their payment over here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hamani Rav Shimoni. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different answer between the stira, to the stira between the Mishnah, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah in Shkalim, that you want to know what's pshat over here, meaning our Mishnah said that a shomer chinam is not going to make a shvua, and the Mishnah in Shkalim said the shlichim, who we were assuming at first was a shomer chinam, they are going to make a shvua, they're going to make a shvua, so what's going on? Rabbi Yochanan says, Amani Rav Shimoni. The Mishnah in Shkalim is going according to the Rashi Rav Shimon, as we saw in our Mishnah. The Amar Rav Shimon said that kachem shechai b'chirusin yesh lemayna, Vinishboin Aleim. Rav Shimon said that Kodshim Shechai Bachrusin, it depends what you're talking about. If it's Kodshim, I mean, we know there are different types of Kodshim. Kodshim that you're going to be Chai Bachrusin, what does that mean? If something happens to them, you're going to be Chai to make it up and buy a new Korban. Whereas Kodshim Shein Chai Bachrusin, you're not Chai Bachrusin, and even if something happens, you don't have to make it up. So this is going according to this Rav Shimon, that holds that Kodshim Shechai Bachrusin, Yesh Lam Aina, that Aina, the Dina of Aina, apply by a kachem shechai b'chirusin, something you would be chayv to make up. Vinishbanalim. Additionally, for your shemachinim, you would be chayv to make a shvua for that type of kachem. And again, that type of kachem that you're going to be chayv b'chirusin, that's considered more shaykh to you. That's why you're going to be chayv for it. Whereas if it's totally shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to be chayv to make it up if something happens to it. But over here, that's a little bit shaykh to you, it's kachem shechai b'chirusin, you're going to even be chayv to make a shvua, and that's why the Mishnah Shkalim says that machatis hashekel, you're going to be chayv to make a shvua on this shomer chinam and a chanami that was bringing it. These shomer chinam that were bringing it, they're going to be chayv to make a shvua. Why? Because this is kachem shechai b'chirusin. Since you're going to be chayv to make it up if the kain separates it before after you already realized, meaning you found that it was lost or stolen before the kohen already separated it, you weren't yotzei, you're chayav b'achirus, and you have to make up the machzor shekel, and that's why you're going to be chayav to make this shemachin was going to be chayav to make a shvuah. It says the Gemara, okay, but that doesn't always work with machzor shekel. That only makes sense before the kohen separated the machzor shekel, before he was tiring it. Because if you find out that it was lost or stolen, as we saw before that point, then you're going to be chayav to bring, to make it up, and that's what makes it chayav b'achirus, and you're going to be chayav to replace it. But that all makes sense. And that's why the Shem Rechinim over here is going to be chayv to make a shvuah. But Mishinitra Machuma, but once the kohen already does it, and only after that he found that it was lost or stolen, Kachem Shein Achayim Racharusin Anu. It's considered Kachem Shein Achayim Racharusin. You're not going to be chayv to make it up because you were Yaitse. As long as you didn't know it wasn't there, as long as you didn't know it was lost or stolen before the kohen separated it, then you're good to go. And you were Yaitse. And if you're Yaitse, you don't have to make it up, which makes it Kachem Shein Achayim Racharusin. You're not going to be chayv. And therefore, the Shem Rechinim shouldn't be chayv to make a shvuah for it. Says the Gemara, where do we see this idea? The Tanya, we have a braisa, and we also explain this concept outside, but the Tanya, here we see him first, the Tarmin ala Avod, that the Gizbar of Hektish, he does the Trumas Hashkalim ala Avod, even on something that was lost, meaning as long as he didn't know it was lost before he did it, they were Yaitse, and they don't have to bring another one. Vala Gavoy, also someone who sent the Shkalim with someone, but they didn't get there yet, so also that's going to be included in the Truma. Vala Asa Ligwas, also something that he didn't even send, but he's going to pay it. That's also going to be included in the Trumas Hashkalim right now. And therefore, we see clearly over here from the Tarmin ala Ovid, at least, they could be talking about something that was lost, meaning as long as he didn't know it was lost, and the Balaam didn't know it was lost before the Gizbar separated it, and you only found that after. And if so, if you only found that after, you're not going to be chayv to make it up. You're going to be Potter, and you're not going to be chayv to make it up. It's Kachem She'in Chayv Acharusin. Kachem She'in Chayv Acharusin, the Shliach is not going to have to make a Shvua. So what's going on? Says Gemara Lamar Blazer. That's where Blazer explains that really Shvua is really, you're right. On the rest level, he would not have to make a shvuah. And this shvuah that he's chayav to make is only at the another rabban. And kishalo yehu, b'nei adam mezalzelin behekdesh. We don't want people to be mezalzel with hekdesh. And if he has an important job as a shliach to make sure it gets there, we don't want people to be mezalzel. And therefore, we're going to force him to take a shvuah. Anyways, even though technically you found the case, you're right. It's not going to be relevant over here, and he wouldn't necessarily be chayav over here. It's a takana d'rabanan. We want to really make sure he was careful with bringing it, and therefore we're going to force him to take a shvuah. Mi did rabanan. The next thing we saw in the Mishnah is that shneis sachar in a mishalim. On these things we said in the Mishnah, a shemer sachar is not going to be chayav to pay for, as we discussed also today. Shemer sachar is not going to be chayav to pay for these things. And therefore, well, what were these things, by the way? Avodim, karkois, shtarois, hekdeshois. If it got stolen or lost, normally a shomer sachar is chayav in the name of Aveda, but these things, avodim, karkois, shtarois, hekdeshois, you're not going to be chayav as a shomer sachar to pay for them. So the Gemara Ramile, Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef bar Chama asked the following stira to Rabba. It's a stira between our Mishnah and the following Raisa. Tanan, we saw in the Mishnah, Noise sachar and Mishalim. The Noise sachar, the shomer sachar, let's talk about hekdesh, is not going to be, so he was a shomer sachar on hekdesh, he's not going to be chayav to pay if it gets stolen or lost. As Gemara Rimin ask you, following Stira from the Brice, this is talking about Hektish, that the Gizbar of Hektish, the treasure of Hektish, he hired a worker, Lishmar Sapar, to guard the Paraduma, so it shouldn't get a mum, so to keep it good to be a Paraduma. Or he hired someone, Lishmar Tinuk, to guard the Tinuk, meaning a baby coin, to guard him, Betahara, to keep him for Tahara, to use for the Mechatas for the Paraduma, or Lishmar Sazraim. He hired this person to be to guard the Zraim for the Karbana Oimer. Also very high tech. In nice and nice Schar Shabbos, the halach is going to be like this. In all these cases, you don't pay him for Schar Shabbos, because you're not let a take Schar from Melacha that you do on Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, Einach Reis Shabbos, Alav, since you can't give him Schar Shabbos, so he's not being paid for Shabbos, and therefore he's not going to be responsible for the Acharis on Shabbos, and if something happens on Shabbos, he's not going to be Chayim. Okay, how is Schir Shabbos, however? If he was a Schir Shabbos, over here Shabbos means a week, so if he was hired for a full week, or Schir Chaydash, Schir Shana, Schir Shavuot, or he was hired for a full month, or he was paid for the year, or he was paid for a full 7 years, he was a hired worker for 7 years straight, then nois and nois Schar Shabbos, then you do pay him for Shabbos, and the reason is because this works Be'avla, since he's getting paid for the other days as well, and the other months as well, whatever the case is, so he's getting paid Be'avla, and then he could take Schar Shabbos. Therefore, Achar Shabbos Alav, since he's being paid from the end of the day for Shabbos, and this is a Oifan Amutter, that's why he's going to be Chayiv for anything that happens. And he is going to have the Acharis of Shabbos. If something happens on Shabbos, he is going to be Chayiv. But either way, what do we see? My love, Lashalim. What does it mean in the Bryce that he's going to be Chayiv? In a case that he's going to be Chayiv to pay, meaning if he's being paid for Shabbos, because we worked it out halachically, because he's being paid Bavla, it's being absorbed into the other days. So if we worked it out halachically, he's being paid, then he's going to be Chayiv, and he's going to have the Acharis of Shabbos. What does that mean that he's going to to be chayv. Doesn't that mean that he's going to be chayv to pay? And what do we clearly see over here? We're talking about someone that's a shomer on Hektish. He was hired by Hektish, by the Gizbar of Hektish, to watch a parah aduma or to do other things for Hektish. And we're talking about Hektish over here. He's a shomer socher. He's being paid. And we're saying that he's going to be chayv. So what does that mean? My love, Hashem, aren't we talking about chayv to pay? And therefore we see that a shomer socher is going to be chayv to pay by Hektish. Says Gemara, Loi, that's not what it means. Lehafsid tzcharei. We're talking about to lose his wages. Meaning, chayv achrayis, he's going to be chayv, just means he's not going to get paid. If you do a bad job, and if something happens on a day that you were supposed to be responsible, then you're not going to get paid. That means to lose his wages. Like our Mishnah said, a shomer socher is not going to be chayv to pay if by geneva v'aveda of Hektish. Says like Mar Yochi, if that's really what's going on over here, that we're talking about he's going to be chayv ba'achrayis, what does that mean? Just to lose his salary, that's what it means. Yochi, then Resha. What about the Resha? How are you going to read that in? Resha, Diktoni, Ein Acharei Shabbos Alav. What are you going to say? Ein Acharei Shabbos Alav. And the Resha that said that if you hire him for Shabbos, you can't hire him for Shabbos, and therefore, Ein Acharei Shabbos Alav, he's not going to be responsible for Shabbos. So, Hanami, the Lavsin Tzchare. So, what that's also talking about to lose his wages for Shabbos? Umi is Lay Tzchare Shabbos? He doesn't even have Tzchare Shabbos. He's not getting paid for Shabbos. We literally said in the mission over there, Vakhtani, Ein Acharei Shabbos, in the Braisa. We literally just said that you don't pay him for Shabbos in that case. So, what does it even mean over there? In Achray Shabbos Mutalov. He's not going to be chayv on Shabbos. And he doesn't have the Achray Shabbos on Shabbos. So if you touch that the same way, it would mean he's not going to get paid for Shabbos. But he's not getting paid anyway. We literally said, Shabbos. We literally said, V'Katani Einu Eslay Schar Shabbos. He does not getting Schar Shabbos. And that's goofa why he doesn't have the responsibility on Shabbos. But obviously, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have the responsibility that he's not going to get paid, because he's not getting paid anyway for Shabbos in that case. So that's obviously not what's going on. So it's like, Ishtik. Rabbu, when he heard this, he was quiet. He didn't know what to say. And Amalei, he told Rebbeze Barchama, Min Yishmi Elach Abahot. Okay, did you hear anything about this? How would you answer this up? So Amalei, Rebbeze Barchama told Rabba, Hoch Yamar Sheshes. I'll tell you what Rosh Hashanah said. Vishakonamiyada. We're talking about a specific case where the Shomer was Konamiyada. He did a kinyan on the Hektish that if Nezek happens to it, he's actually going to be chayv to pay. That's what we're talking about. It's not talking about a classic case of a Shomer Socher, but rather he went and did an extra kinyan to make sure that if something happens, he's actually going to be chayv to pay. And therefore, even in a normal case, he would be potter because it's Hektish. And a Shomer Socher, as we saw, is going to be potter from paying on Hektish. If they went out of his way, and the deal over here was he made an extra kinyan to make sure that he's going to be chayv if Nezek happens, then he's actually going to be chayv. And that's what it means. That Achrayis Alav actually means that if something happens, he's going to be chayv. Because we're talking about a case, because Mishikana Miyadah, Vichin Amar Yechanan, Mishikana Miyadah. Yechanan says the same thing. We're talking about a case where they made this extra kinyan, and that's why he's going to be chayv. Says Gemara, Shimon Aimer, quoting the Mishnah. Kodshim, that you're chayv achrusan, that we know by now what that means, that you're going to be chayv to pay up and replace if something happens to it. Yesh lo enano, and that's going to apply. Whereas v'she'ena chayv achrusan, if it's the type of kodshim that you're going to be potter if something happens to it, and you're not going to be chayv to replace, then ein lohen enano will not apply to that type of kodshim. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana kameder Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. The Tana said over the following brisa before Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, and the Tana over here doesn't mean a Tana in the Tanaic sense. It means someone who used to say over brisas, more of an amir of sorts who used to say over brisas. He said the following over before Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, that this din legabe a shomer, and we're going to talk now about a shomer who is koifer bepikadon and he makes a shvuah shekem. Where we know the halacha is that again he's a shomer, he's supposed to be watching something. He claims he doesn't have it. He lies about it. He makes a shvuah shekem, a false shvuah that he doesn't have it. And then he's moida. So the halacha is going to be that he's going to be chayv to bring Karen Chaimish and Asham. So right now we're talking about a shomer who was watching kodshim shechayv achrusin. So this shomer is watching kodshim shechayv achrusin, and he lied about it. He made a shvuah sheker that he didn't, that something happened to it, and then he was moida. So the halacha is going to be chayv. He's going to be chayv to bring a karbon because of the shvuah that he made. Shani karbon basham echichesh. Because I read about that in the pasuk. This pasuk is about the this person who's covered because, and then he makes a shvuah sheker, and then his moed, and then he's going to be chayv to pick make a shvuah that it says Bahashem v'kichesh. The full pasuk is nefesh kisechta umalama Bahashem v'kichesh. So Bahashem v'kichesh is nesrabe, and it includes momen hektish. That this is where you're going to have the parsha of Hashem gezelus specifically by momen hektish. This is a big chiddush that this time is saying in front of Maritza by Rabba, that really the only time you're going to have Hashem gezelus for denying something, making a shvuah falsely, and then being moida that you have to bring Karen Chamish Vashem, that's only by Hektish, if the thing you're denying is Hektish. And not only, by the way, all Hektish, but only some Hektish. That only Hektish, only Kachem Shechai Bachirusin, whereas the Kachem Shechai Bachirusin, if it's Kachem Shechai Bachirusin that you're not going to be chayv to replace it if something happens, then potter, you're actually going to be potter from the Karban Shani Karbahen, Ba'amisa V'kichesh, because I'm going to learn about that. Ba'amisa, that's more Ba'amisa V'kichesh, meaning that's more mundane, that's less Hektish than Hektish Sheh Chayev Bachirusin, and the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, if anything, that it sounds the opposite. But either way, this is the big Chiddush of Yitzchok. This Tana is saying before Yitzchok Rabba that really the whole parsha of Hashem Gazelos only applies to Kodshim and specifically to Kodshim Shechai Bachirzen. But I'm alay. Rinz Bar Abba said to the Tana Klapi Layo. Even if you want to say this, if anything, it should be the opposite. First of all, Ipcham Istabro. It makes sense, the opposite. Meaning, it doesn't make sense, first of all, the way Rashi explains it, to say that that the whole parsha of Hashem Gazelos only applies by Hektish. That can't be. Hashem Gazelos applies by everything, meaning anything someone's supposed to watch and he denies it, and he makes a Shavua Sheker, then he's Maida. You're going to have Hashem Gazelos. It doesn't only apply to Hektish. And also, even if you want to tell me that we learned from this pasuk that it does only apply to Hektish, you can't tell me that it only applies to Kachem Shechai Bachirzen, because you're learning it from Ba'ashem Mekichesh. If anything, Ipcham Estabra should be the opposite. That it should, if you're going to include one of the things, so the thing that's more hektish, that should be included in Hashem Gazelos, as opposed to the thing that's less hektish, if you're learning it from Ba'ashem Mekichesh, from Ba'ashem Mekichesh, which is more belonging to Hashem. Now, which one is more? Kachem Shechai Bachirzen or Einechai Bachirzen? Kachem Sheinechai Bachirzen. If you're not Chayim in the Achareis, that means it's totally gone from you, and it's totally not even in your Achareis anymore, and therefore that should be included, if anything. So why are you saying the opposite is included? And Kachem Sheinechai Bachirzen is not going to be included in the Parashim Hashem Gezelos. It can't be, if anything, the opposite. So Amar Lei. So the Tana answered back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba that I hear, Isme, should I delete the price I just said over? So Amar Lei, he told him no. Really, this is how we have to explain the price, that Kachem Shechai Bachirzen Chayv. That Kachem Shechai Bachirzen, that were mafkid by someone, and then that shomer was koifer that he didn't have it, and then he made a shua sheker, and then he was maida, so chayv, he's going to be a chayv of karban shua, nisramu mi ba'ashem mekichesh, because that's included in Hashem, that's included in the pasuk, that's nisram in the pasuk from ba'ashem mekichesh. V'she'ein chayv v'chursin, it's the opposite now. V'she'ein chayv v'chursin, if it's kashm she'ein chayv v'chursin, he wouldn't be chayv to replace it if something happens to it, so it's even more hektish, it's not even as in his achrayis, then potter, then he's going to be potter from the karban shua, the imit mi ba'amisa mekichesh, because it's actually. It's mimayit, and we are mimayit from the words ba'amisa v'kichesh. It has to be somewhat relevant to, has to be somewhat yours. And if it's completely hektish to the point where it's not even in your achrayis anymore, then it's not going to be included in the parsha. But if not, then you're still going to be chayiv the karbon over here. So nechanami, it is the opposite of what we said. But of course, the parsha of Hashem Gazelos also applies to regular mundane things that are not hektish at all. That for sure. So the Gemara Vayter, we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Afal Mecher Sefer Dara Margolis, so Behema Einam Eino. Besides the things we mentioned in the Mishnah that don't have Eino, Rabbi Yehuda added three things. Someone who sells a Sefer Taira, a diamond, and a Behema, Eino doesn't apply. Says Gemara Tanya, we have a Bereser, Rabbi Yehuda, Afal Mecher Sefer Taira, Eino, Lefisha Ein Keitz L'damel. Because it has no keitz, it has no limit to its money. Meaning a Sefer Taira does not have a specific value. There's no end to the value, and therefore Eino doesn't apply. Behemah Margolis in Lemano. Why? Mipnei Adam writes to the Zavgon. You want to know why a behemah and a margolis, an animal and a diamond, don't have Oino, and you can charge whatever you want, because a person wants Lizavgan. A person is always trying to find the right match for his diamond or the right match for his animal. And if someone's in the market for a specific thing and you happen to have that thing, so that he's looking for a very specific thing, he's willing to pay a lot more, and that's why Oino doesn't apply. Says Gemara Mulei, the Chacham said to him though, that sort of applies for anything, not just a behemah margolis. That would apply for anything that a person generally would want to match his items to other items, and therefore if you have a match, even if it's not a behemah margolis, but it's a different item, but it's a match, that sort of still applies. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gemara, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say to that? He's going to say that no, hani chashivile, the hani loy chashivile. That no, he holds that these things, a behemah margolis, are much more chashiv for the person to have the match like that, and other things not, and that's why these things are different, and they're not going to be Eino. Says Gemara, vad kama. Okay, but until what year? Meaning it can't be forever. Ad kama. Until what year is there really no Eino? So Amar Amemer ad kadei demen. Amemer said, until double their value. Kadei demen, meaning their value, but double, until you reach their value again, meaning you go double the price. At that point, a person would be willing to pay kedev lezavgan to find the right match, but more than that, it's going to be a problem. Tanya, we have Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda, Mimsir, Oimer, Afa Mecher, Sus, Besaif, Vachatitoim, even if someone sells. Also, if someone sells a horse and a saif, a sword, b'chatitam is a shield, b'milchama, he sells it b'shas milchama at a time of war, in the minah, it's not going to apply, b'mpnisha yishma'en chayenefesh, because this is what people need at the time of war. You need your horse, you need your sword, you need your shield, and therefore a person needs this during war, and there's not going to be a no.